I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Damn. Welcome back. Born Offside, another week. Olan Tacos.
Yeah, what's going on?
You're here with your luggage in the other room. You're off to Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm off to Melbourne Cup tomorrow. Tonight I'm actually on my way. First time going. No tickets, so we'll see how it goes.
Do you know what I love? Olan arrived and he's like, you know, I'm a bit worried about my suit in my carry-on luggage that he's like just shopped. Stuffed. Luckily, it's in a cover.
Yeah, but you put it in like a suit bag.
Get that suit out of your bag and hang that thing
get
up.
It out right now, hang it up.
Yeah, you can hang it on the plane, 100%.
I had no idea you could do that. I was literally like, I'm just paranoid about it because I literally just got it dry cleaned into fashion and I had to like stuff it in my bag.
So you're just planning to influence your way into the Melbourne Cup?
Let's see how it goes. They don't like influencers because John Bernard, so we'll see how it goes.
So, but is your plan to go to Flemington, like the area around there?
Yeah, we'll go to Flemington, like hang around outside. Yeah. If I can get tickets, I think I'll chuck up something today and see if there's still tickets available, but if not, hang around.
It'll be a buzz.
Yeah, sure, I mean, there's always news headlines and footage of people doing all kinds of stuff outside of the race.
Yeah, like last time I didn't even go in, but this was like 2 years ago at Randwick. We got some fucking funny shit there.
Yeah, it was just smashed. And
your content went crazy back then.
Yeah, that was like around the race course. That was like after COVID, so everyone was buzzing. So
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Class. Well, there's plenty of football coming up as well. It's Champions League midweek, but there's been plenty of football going on. We're going to start with the local stuff. It's great to have Adelaide Melbourne victory.
The rival there. That's rivalry.
That's that rivalry. It's an interesting rivalry because I feel like that original rivalry people feel is, I can't help but feel. I mean, I'm from Sydney. I can't really comment on it, but I feel as though Adelaide hate victory because Adelaide don't have anyone else to hate. Whereas victory also have City. They also have Sydney FC.
I was like, why is there a rivalry there? Yeah. What's that about?
I feel like it's a one sided rivalry. I mean, I still remember the days where Melbourne put 6 on Adelaide in a final.
Oh,
Archie Thompson scored 5. I think that, you know.
Yeah, you can't be getting score lines like that in a final.
What happened
to the last final?
Which one?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One. Yeah, the current
you
one.
You can't be doing that.
Exactly.
Melbourne City.
Except when it's the underdog doing it. That's more interesting.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always been heated exchanges. The old Kevin Musket with John Cosmina, blah, blah, blah. Now, there was another heated game. It was good. It was actually a great game. 1-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid, even. Great support there. There was a big moment that a lot of people are writing in about today on the show.
Yeah, I saw it.
And that's Nestori Ankunda's red card.
Hard to miss that one.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he was given
second yellow.
Yeah, me neither.
And did you see the referee's comments after the game?
No, I didn't.
What did he
say? So the referee said to the gaffer, I think there's a recording of it, he said to him, like, why didn't you call the foul on Ankunda? And he said, because I'm trying to make him stronger.
It was definitely a foul.
He said,
it was definitely a foul.
That was his reason for not giving the foul in the first place.
Yeah.
Look, then you give the yellow.
The way I look at it is, he's a top player and I'm a big fan of him.
Huge fan.
And it's a shame he got sent off. Mm. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what was said. I don't think there's an agenda. You know, a lot of people have come out and said there's an agenda against him. I don't think so. I think the referee is just.
I don't think there's an agenda, but what I hate is like everyone in the league knows who he is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows there's hype around him, you know, and now he's playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, but I feel like the others are like creating like, oh, you think you're the shit kind of thing.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And then that's feeding into the whole.
What it looked like, because Economides just straight up fouled him, like was tugging on his shirt, whatever. Yeah. Like he couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. But then it was Chapman, right, who came up.
Yeah, and got in his face.
That was clearly like
that's
aggravated.
The whole, yeah, that's
there
the
was
whole,
something
like,
going
you think
on
there. You think you're the shit, like we're trying to humble you kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're going to try and do that in a match of football though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Well, how often do you guys... He's such a good player.
You have to do that stuff. Like, that's part of the game.
Yeah. And you experience that in your own games, like that kind of aggression.
Yeah. Especially when you're playing against a good player. You need to try anything to get in his head. He's a young player at the end of the day. Yeah. And an experienced player is going to try anything to get in his head. I don't mind all that stuff. I personally don't mind all that stuff.
Yeah.
Pushing, kicking, you know, talking shit. That's football. That's what it's all about. Mm. It's whether the referee needed to really send him off. And the only reason he would have to send him off is if he said something really, really, really offside.
Yeah.
And even then, I mean, the amount of times you're watching the Premier League, I remember my favourite used to be Wayne Rooney. He'd turn around, fuck off, God. And the referee would be like, Wayne, you know, settle. You know?
Calm it down, mate. Calm it down. Yeah, for real.
It usually has to be really bad, either something racial or personal to the referee for them to pull out a card. And I don't think he said anything that way. So I think it was harsh at the end of the day. And then look, of course, people are upset about it. Tano Miller, how is he getting a red for that? The future of football needs to be protected from refs. Do you think certain players should be protected more than other players?
No, I feel like they indirectly are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a ref, that whoever's reffing Messi or reffing Ronaldo.
If Messi goes down, he gets a free kick.
You know what I mean? He gets a free kick. You know?
It doesn't matter where on the pitch.
Yeah, they know. They lean out. A lot of other players have said that. I think indirectly you're going to protect, you know, the best
players. Also think though, and I feel like you see this in so many codes, where a player is performing at a level like that, when they are in a bit of a dispute, they're used as an example.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they don't want to be looked at as though they're given special treatment.
Yeah.
So if anything, the treatment's almost harsher
sometimes
to counteract that.
Yeah.
Whereas had it been any other player, I don't think it would have been that extreme of a punishment.
Yeah, possibly. And
that's a good point.
Gilly's written in, has Nestori done some damage to his future now as a player? Don't read into it like
no
that.
No way.
I actually think it's the opposite.
Yeah, I agree. It's the opposite.
If anything, it's added to it.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Show some spice.
Well, look at any player you think of. They have those moments. And red cards are usually common, and there's a redemption. This isn't quite as big, but no I think way. Of like Becks getting red at the World Cup in 98 and then coming back at the free kick against Greece. Like, there's always these little arcs, you know, there's a red card and then there's a moment, there's redemption, you know. This just adds to the narrative next time he plays victory. Yeah. I think it's great for him. Mm. I don't think it's actually that bad.
No, and I actually think you need moments like this to keep the game interesting.
100%.
And not, look, I don't want it to happen at the expense of a player with injury and stuff like this, but when it's like about behavior and stuff, why not?
Yeah.
Like, have your moment because you can redeem yourself in the next game.
100%. Nick O'Connor 20, do Victory have the best active support in the league?
We were saying this last week.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like to separate them too much. I think there's some fuckwits in there as well.
Mm. Yeah, but I think every fan base has fuckwits.
Yeah, but ultimately I when I look at Victory and I combine results, fans, membership, players, everything over the course of the A-League, I think they're probably the best club in Australia. When I look at everything. Mm. But best active sport, I don't know. I think there's a few. I think there's a few that have a shout for that. But the other headline in that game was Bruno Fornaroli scores again.
Mm, on fire.
Great move from Zizou down the wing. Great finish. Yeah, that's a man that's confident. 36 years of age as well, delivering bangers every week. Oscar Zavada as well, scoring a hat-trick. Wellington Phoenix are flying.
They are flying.
Up the Knicks.
Up the nuts.
It's great to see. It's great to see. And it's great to see, as we always talk about, a young manager being given a go and doing very, very well over there. How does Steve Corica fix Sydney FC? Sky Blues haven't scored a goal this season.
Jeez,
and
not even a goal.
Lost to City.
Lost to City.
They're struggles. They're struggling.
City, of course, change of manager. Got rid of Rado. Brought in Aurelio Vidma now. And that straight away you see that impact when you got a new gaffer. Is it time for Sydney?
Yeah. Do you know what? I feel like
we've
gone back and forth on this for quite some time.
He won't get sacked. There's no way.
He's just, I feel like he's too, he's like a part of the framework of the club.
He'd been there too long.
I feel like he has to decide to leave.
He won the cup. Yeah.
They would get rid of him.
And there's no relegation. So who cares, right?
I know.
Just
but
finish last and go again next year.
Oh my gosh.
It is a shame to see the way that they're playing right now. Like, look, don't get me wrong. It's not like they're not fighting for the win. They're not walking on the pitch and doing nothing, but they're just not the best team at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest Sydney FC fan, but I know a lot of Sydney FC fans who are like really disappointed right now. And I think that's the thing that's a bit sad for them.
Yeah. And they always on paper had a hard start to the season. I mean, Brisbane you'd think was maybe a game that would have penciled in as a win, but Victory and City were always going to be hard matches.
Yes.
Losing is a habit, you know, in football. Sometimes winning and losing is a habit. Like Phoenix at the moment are hot.
Yeah.
They were down 2-0. I think it was 2-0. They came back 5-2. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're losing and you just feel like a goal seems so hard to get. A clean sheet seems so hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Sydney are looking at the moment. MacArthur, on the other hand, their best start to an A-League season.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought they were going to flop. Got rid of Dwight York, shambles, circus of a club last year.
And they're
made some good signings too.
They're rolling 7 points. 1-0 win. They left it very late. It was a bit of a mistake from Garucho at the back for Western United, but that happens. And a good win for them.
Lockie Rose is back in there.
Lockie Rose is back in there. Yeah, he was involved in the goal. He had a bit of a hand in the goal. Great. Mm-hmm. Also Born Offside alumni. Mm-hmm. We had a screamer in the women's game, Jets versus Wanderers. Fuck. Did you see that goal?
I did see that goal. There was some great. I feel like the women's game has just turned it up a notch this season.
There's been big goals. They reckon they're calling for that one. You gotta see the tech on this volley. Did you see the tech? It was against your girls. It was against the Wanderers. Oh. Do you feel bad? I know a lot of the Wanderers. They were so close to finally getting that win.
I know.
And I know they've been training and working so hard for that as well. Shout out to Vicky Bruce, who scored as well from the US. But then, 90-something minute volley. That's the stuff of dreams.
I feel like every now and again you see something like that, and it's just. I always just think, poor Amy. Man, how good would it
poor
feel?
Poor Amy, who I'm good friends with.
I know.
She put a great assist in for the Wanderers goal, and then she just like in turn assisted the Jets goal. It was like a half clearance, and then they hit it off the volley.
And they hit it off the volley.
You know one of those ones you're playing at the back? It's like you've done nothing wrong.
But you just try and clear it or not clear it enough.
Yeah, but they pull something out. Yeah. And it's like, people are going to remember it.
But on the women's as well, Perth Glory, top of the table.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to see.
Have they ever gone close? Like
no, so Alex Aparkas has
been
their coach for, I think this is his fourth season.
Yeah.
And you don't see that all that much, right? When you're not getting the results. Mm. They've been at least bottom half of the table for most of the time that he's been in charge. But I think it's definitely a testament to holding out on the vision a little bit.
Yeah.
But he made some great signings. They've got Grace Jarley up front. Yeah. She plays for the Ferns, the New Zealand international team. I think she's awesome. She brings that experience into the side. And he obviously knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's really cool because Alan Stadjic has gone there, the coach of the men's side. And
Annika Stadjic, his daughter is playing in the for Perth Glory as well. Really? Yeah. Well, the whole family just moved to Perth, I think.
It's cool because I think there must be some good synergy between men and women because Alan Stadjic actually hired Alex Aparkas as part of his Philippines squad. He was more like a head scout during the Women's World Cup, worked for him. And, you know, Stadge is now back in men's football, but with so much experience in the women's game, there's no doubt he's maybe throwing a couple cents over to the women's program as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a really good unity over there. Good to see Perth doing well. There's a club that's gone through some tough times. This was some big news midweek last week about Australia pulling out. I don't think we spoke about it last week, about pulling out of the World Cup bid in 2034. Did we talk about that last week?
Saudi in 2034.
Saudi now officially.
Oh, they're officially.
Well, there's no one else competing now. It was going to be Australia or Saudi Arabia. Australia pulled out. A lot of people complaining on.
Why did it pull out?
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people like Australia should be going for it, but really, we had no chance
against Saudi Arabia.
Against the Saudis, and even the head of AFC. So we're part of Asia. Even AFC had already backed Saudi. So our own federation was backing Saudi. We had absolutely no chance, and you can't compete with that cash.
Yeah, that's different. It's a different kind of money.
That's the Arab money. You know about it, Kat.
That Arab money.
You can't compete with that.
You can't compete with Arab money.
No, but look, the FA said, never fear. We're going for some other shit instead.
Oh, like what?
So we're going for the Women's Asian Cup.
Okay.
Women's Asian Cup.
Right.
So this is Australia and everyone else.
No, there's a couple of good teams. We mean Japan up machine.
Oh, okay. Japan. Okay. Japan and Australia.
There is no guarantee with the Asian Cup that Australia does well. Like we have this.
We bottled the last one.
We have this. They're like our kryptonite, these teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we lost to South Korea and India or something.
Yeah,
and we were knocked
one.
Out and we were supposed to go quite far.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's like, so you never know. But look, the big one also that they're going for is something that we haven't actually seen yet as football fans. We're going for the 2029 FIFA Club World Cup, which is the new style of
that.
Club World Cup. You know the Club World Cup has usually just eight teams kick around and the Champions League winner wins it?
Yeah. Champions League winner and then the
it's usually Champions League versus South America in the final.
And the random team.
But they've added in a few random. Auckland go there every day just for participation. Get eliminated first every day, every year. You know, it's the same shit every year. Now the Club World Cup's going to be 32 teams. So you're going to have the last four winners of the Champions League, the last four winners of Libertadores. All of them are going to come together and play one big World Cup. So in 2029, we could have Real Madrid, City. Who else looks like they're going to win something? PSG maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Plus River Plate, Boca, Fluminense, like this type
of wild.
And they're all here playing in one tournament, which will actually mean a lot.
That actually sounds sick.
It's going to be
mad. Cool. If Australia hosted that would go off.
That will go off. And I think the Club World Cup is going to be, like, I think it's one of the best decisions FIFA have made in a long time. That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
That has the potential to be like, you know, when you win a Champions League as a manager, it's like, we've done it all.
But I mean, that's like the pinnacle,
Club World
right?
Cup
this,
could
yeah.
Be,
because until now, the Club World Cup isn't as big as the Champions League.
No way.
No one gives a fuck.
Mm.
It really doesn't matter. If you win the Champions League and you lose the Club World Cup over in Japan or Saudi,
no one cares.
But when now it's going to be every 4 years and you go, like the first one's in the US in 25. Yeah. right? Real's going to be there. Chelsea's going to be there because of 2021. City's going to be there. And now the winner of this next Champions League is going to be there.
That's big, right?
Because Real are the kings of the Champions League, but for them, it's like, we need to win this. So
yeah, that'll be sick.
So never mind Aussie fans. That could be a big one for us to get. That'll be awesome. I hope so. Plenty of news coming
out. Now, speaking of World Cups and all that, we need to talk about some really big news.
What are we talking about?
Something that's official now.
What's official?
Which we weren't sure whether or not it was official a week ago.
What?
Mary Fowler and Nathan Cleary.
Oh.
I feel like
just as big as World Cup news, huh?
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I don't go into the Born Offside.
No, I like it. I like
but
it.
But since
it.
Day one, Born Offside has been the place for cross-code conversations.
Oh, no, I rate it. Yeah, I rate
and
it.
We now are faced with...
There's a few cross-code conversations happening there, right? That's easy. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's some filthy cross-code conversations
being
had.
Wasn't there a Wikipedia that was like Nathan Cleary's bio has changed or something? It was like
They said
to like boyfriend. Like there was like this guy's won this, and he is the partner of Mary Fowler, who's actually like the
well-somewhat
star. You know what I mean? That's what it was like.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm all for it. It's like Travis and Taylor Swift now.
Yeah.
It's nice of Mary Fowler to put Nathan Cleary on the map.
Here we go.
Yeah. Who is
more known, her or him?
Well, they have
internationally her.
I checked their followings and they're almost exactly the same.
That's such a cat thing to do.
I checked their followings and I matched them up. And they're the same. Okay.
That's correct.
I wanted to gauge who has more followers.
Oh, she's. Oh, I thought.
You can fact check me, but I'm pretty sure it's similar. But
he'd be big locally.
Obviously, his would be mostly Australian followers, whereas I want to know what her what her split is.
I'm sure she's more recognizable outside Australia.
Yeah. Yep.
But then in Australia, probably him. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a cool couple, man. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I think it's great. The fact that he flew to Perth, in a knee brace to go watch the Matildas game. It's cool.
Must be. Yeah,
exactly.
Must be serious.
Nah, that's the bare minimum, ladies.
Whoa. Bare minimum is him to fly out while he's just had surgery.
Yes.
Oh, wow. You're fly me to you kind of girl?
Say again?
Are you like, the old, if someone buys you a plane ticket to fly in?
That's never happened.
No, but you'd jump on a plane?
Yeah.
They come support me.
But would you, if someone was saying, hey, like fly in for the weekend, would you fly in?
No.
Well,
context is really important.
Okay, so
it's your boyfriend and he's fucking...
Well, he's not your boyfriend. No, he's not your boyfriend.
No, if he's not my boyfriend, absolutely not.
No?
No. Okay. Have you just met me?
No, I don't know. Even if it was like Nathan Cleary?
No.
Okay, I'm just...
Who else would make a good power couple since we're on the...
Cat and...
Fuck off. Cat and who?
I don't even know.
I'm going to blush for no reason.
I don't want to
bait her out.
I'd say an A-League player, but my cat's more interested in footy.
Yeah, she loves her footy ball.
She loves her football as a sport.
Yeah,
but when it comes to a partner, she wants footy.
Yeah.
I actually just want someone.
You have to weigh more than 100 kilos and you can't, you know what I mean? You can't play football.
100 kilos, tats.
Tats.
Yeah.
I want someone like under the radar. No one knows them.
Oh, bullshit.
Fucking hell.
Such a lie.
Anyway, that's great. I'll rate it, Kat. Anyway, Mary Fowler, 20 years old, dating a footy player.
I hate that I brought this up.
What could possibly go wrong?
How many times a year are they going to see each other, though?
Exactly.
No, I think it's just a nice I think it's a nice fling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair.
Maybe it's a serious thing, but I just think it's a nice, why not? You know, you're both on top of the
game. Give it a try.
Mary Fowler's the golden girl of Australian football at the moment.
He's
fucking unbelievable. Like, what, three straight and tore up the final? Yeah. Why shouldn't they be together for a year?
Yeah,
I think it's great. Let's talk some business. Joke football.
Business.
Thoughts on the rumored second division teams. So we have
Did you say it's been locked in now?
Well, I don't know. I think anything's locked in Australian football.
And that's crazy though, because they want to start as soon as March or April next year.
Yeah, it's been I'm here in 2025 now.
That makes sense though. If we don't know within 6 months.
Since I got to Australia, which is 3 years ago.
It's way before then, bro. This has been rumored for a long time.
If this doesn't happen in 2 years, I'm giving up on it.
I don't know if I don't think it'll happen. But anyway.
Okay,
here are the rumored teams. Okay. South Hobart. That's cool.
Who are they? I don't know.
You ever been you know Hobart?
No.
You ever heard of the city of Hobart?
No.
You ever heard of Tasmania?
Yeah. Tasmania Devil, that's why.
Yeah.
Let me say, sometimes this show rides itself.
Yeah. Yeah. So Hobart's in Tasmania.
Oh, okay.
And
there are people there. Okay.
There are some people there.
Shout out to them. All
they're
five
all
of them.
Related, but they're there.
Yeah. It should be
just kidding.
It's like Lebanon.
Yeah, it's exactly like Lebanon. That's why I understand.
Minus the nightlife.
So Hobart?
South Hobart, South Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah, good team.
Yeah, Preston.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, we
team.
Like Preston.
Right. Avondale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big.
Sunshine Coast. That's controversial. We'll get to that. Marconi, Sydney Olympic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wollongong.
Have to be, yeah. Wollongong's yeah. great. Arpia is a shout as well.
And Sydney United.
Yeah
rate
that's pretty strong.
It.
Right, so that's 10 teams.
It's a good New South Wales representation.
Well, no Adelaide, no South Australian representation, which hurts because there's big clubs there, like
big
Adelaide.
Big clubs in Adelaide.
Yeah. That is once again just reflecting the issue in the A-League too. Like there's one Adelaide team. Yeah. Like they've got to show some love.
Yeah, I know.
They've got to show that there's some kind of
yeah.
Because in the FFA Cup, like those teams were tearing it up.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem now and why these clubs are second-guessing it is because apparently there's been a few restrictions placed on them, right? One of them is these clubs want to know that if they go play in this second division, their under-23s can still play in the NPL, like Sydney FC and Wanderers.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. That has to.
Right?
Yeah.
And now the NPL is clashing with them as to whether they're going to allow a Marconi under-23s to keep playing in New South Wales.
Mm. Why?
I don't know. This is one issue.
That's
right.
So, because that's exactly the same thing as the A-League clubs having their U23s in the NPL, is it not? Because it's a professional team.
Well, exactly. They're going to now become a professional team. They want the same kind of treatment as the A-League clubs.
Yes.
But does that destroy your NPL now with a half the NPL's under-23s?
Yeah.
Does it become a youth league?
No, but the thing is it won't be like that black and white. It'll be players that maybe aren't playing for Marconi's first team not getting minutes, so you'll get those players coming in and out.
True.
It's still...
Well, the other problem is Football Queensland. Now, if anyone really does care about the logistics of state-level football, I don't know, but Football Queensland are quite rogue. They usually have their own rules. They like to do things their own way.
Really?
Like the broadcast deal, all of them signed and they're all together in NPL TV except Football Queensland. They like to stay quite separate for a lot of other reasons. They put in a rule saying if you go to the second division and it either doesn't work out or you get relegated or something, you'll have to start back at the bottom of the Queensland pyramid. You can't come back to the NPL.
They fucking tying people's hands behind their back.
Yeah. Right? You know what
that's
I mean?
That's almost blackmail.
Yeah. It's like when you ever had your girl say, no, you can go on that boys' night.
Yeah, you go on that boys' night, but we're not going to be together when you get back.
You see what happens when you get back, you know?
Yeah, you're like, fuck our boys, I can't go.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what they're doing.
Wow.
I said, you can go have fun, but don't expect this place to be back.
You know,
don't expect it to be the same.
The locks will change when you get back. You know, Sunshine Coast will return, the locks will change.
Yeah. That's so brutal.
Yeah.
It is brutal.
But so that's why you probably haven't seen Brisbane City, Gold Coast Knights, who have dominated.
That would be arg.
Well, because they're sacrificing everything that they're
risking everything.
Doing in
that
the,
they've
in
built
the
for the last 10 or 20 years.
And their youth, you know.
And their youth as well.
They're risking everything. So apparently Sunshine Coast are doubling down on this shit. They're going, fuck it. We're willing to play in the Victorian comp while we're waiting for the National Second Division. And apparently they've offered to, they must have cash. They've offered to play their home games out of Melbourne. Sunshine Coast.
What?
The rumour is they've offered to play their home games out of Melbourne.
Do you need a centre back? Fucking hell, how much are they paying over there? Bloody hell.
I know, but
they got that much cash.
That's wild.
It's just another day in the politics of Australian football.
It is.
The good news is apparently they have a major sponsor which is going to be putting $2 million into this league.
Wow.
Into the league?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. This is all just like...
I think like we were saying before, in terms of attendance, that I can guarantee the attendance is going to be more than the A-League.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't like. I don't
because
get me wrong.
They'll get around it. It's not just. I feel like
you know what. Maybe more than some A League teams have gotten. Maybe more than your MacArthur Bulls, but I can't see them getting like
more. Okay, not more than maybe like
you'll get a couple thousand to a game.
Yeah.
I can't see 10,000 people rocking up for these games. Maybe I'd love to see it, but I don't think so. I love the NPL, and
when I speak to Australian football fans, they are more passionate about the NPL than they are about the A League.
Yeah, but passion's
them,
one
though,
thing.
Are we talking thousands of them or are there like
most,
a really
most
noisy...
Most of the people that I've spoke to...
Is there like a really noisy couple of hundred people or like a couple of thousand people around Australia, very noisy online and everything, but are they really going to be feeling stay? Like, I hope they don't make the mistake. If they do this second division, leave them at their grounds, right?
Yes.
Leave them at these small grounds.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, Preston need to play, you know, at their home ground. Like, these clubs need to... play where the heart of their club is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't get that attendance.
No. They've got
that's
to keep it small.
Way.
Start small.
Yep.
And just get it up and running. Look, they're talking 2025 now. If they're getting sponsors, there's no broadcast deal done yet. And that's probably the biggest thing that's missing. Who's going to show these games?
Yeah, where would it show on?
So there's a lot of problems. And as I said, don't hold your breath.
Mm.
Let's take it international now. The girls are on fire.
Mm.
Caitlin Ford.
Fire.
Caitlin Ford scores. No, she didn't.
She assisted Catley.
For Steph Catley. Yeah. Arsenal beat City 2-1. That one we were talking about before.
Aussies are running wild over there.
Well, there were four Aussies on the pitch. Kara Cooney-Cross was an unused sub.
She needs to get some minutes. That's my favourite player.
I know. That is your favourite. Why is that your favourite?
He loves her.
Why is it like that?
Why? It's not deep.
Why is you always going to make it weird?
Replay.
Okay, completely.
I didn't say anything.
You are a big fan.
Completely platonically, yes, I am.
Platonically.
Huge. Is that the word?
I don't think anybody is going to think that you're genuinely in love with him.
Okay, cool.
I would be defensive too if I was online. He's been absolutely slandered.
Yeah, exactly. I've got to fucking put it out there.
Sorry.
And before they fucking cancel me on soccer Twitter.
He likes her football.
I think she's
You've always been a big fan of her.
I have. I watched her. She was one of the first girls that I watched when I first came to the country when she was at Wanderers.
Mm. Oh, mad.
And I've just like followed the journey. So yeah, she's always been a baller to me.
Yeah,
the way that she plays the game, not a lot.
Unreal.
Girls play the game on that sort of wavelength in terms of thinking. So I just enjoy it.
She's techie, but she's got a bit of grit to her as well.
Yeah,
which I really
she's
like.
Really creative.
She's not
she made a lot of impact during the World Cup. That's for sure.
She's not afraid of a tackle as well, which I really like. She's quite robust there in midfield, but she's young. And it's Arsenal, and they're stacked, so she'll find her way.
Yeah,
to that
absolutely.
Team. Over in the Prem, VAR strikes again. That was the main storyline of the weekend. Newcastle beat Arsenal men.
Yes, they did.
Newcastle are on one at the moment.
Newcastle are good.
They are.
It's great to see.
Arsenal beating United in the League Cup just days before.
Yeah, smacking them 3-0 at Old Trafford. It was great, actually. Eddie Howe came out after that game and said, it was a good chance to rotate some of my players.
Wow.
Fuck yeah, no. Rotating players against United is crazy.
United was just a bit of practice.
Yeah, it was a training game for them.
Yeah,
training game. Nice. Brilliant. Yeah. But they beat Arsenal. Rehearsal. It was controversial, to say the least. You saw the goal.
I saw the goal. I did
three checks.
And Arteta's response at the end.
Arteta went off.
I didn't watch it,
but I saw like the clips and stuff. Like, what was he saying?
He went off about the refereeing, which is quite ironic because people found clips of him when he was asked about the Liverpool incident recently.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, at the end of the day, referees won't. Make mistakes. You
know? But when it's your team, it's like, no, fuck that.
This one, he was like, the way that it feels like we work so hard day in, day out, and then for that to happen, it's like.
Yeah. Look, there was.
I'm sorry, my friend.
They were talking about the ball being out. I don't think the ball was out. We saw that in the World Cup, the men's World Cup as well. It's like the angles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That was such a mind fuck when it happened.
Yeah.
Posted a video and was like Arsenal fans basically. And then it was like.
With a piece of paper?
Piece of paper with the ball. Yeah, and the first angle was like, oh, that ball's out. And then you come round and you go over it and it's like, oh no.
And people are like, it's a 3D object. So like it had to.
Yeah,
it can look like it's out from a certain angle.
Exactly. I don't worry too much, but I do think it was a foul in the box. There's a two-hand push.
Yeah.
I think it was. Was it on Gabriel? I think it was on one of the Arsenal defenders. It was a two-hand push. I do think it was a foul.
I
would also feel hard done by.
Yeah.
But ultimately, St. James Park went absolutely off. Big win. Big for the title race. Big for Postecoglou as well.
Yes.
Who's
playing your boys tomorrow?
Who's playing while this pod will be airing? Exactly right. Tottenham Chelsea, big game. The return for Pochettino.
What's your little score prediction there?
Well, I'm going to sound like an idiot if I say the wrong thing, right? And this episode's already
That's
out.
A fact of life, isn't it?
Yeah, I think.
I'm going.
I think Chelsea maybe snag a point.
Yeah. At Stamford Bridge?
No, it's at Tottenham.
Oh.
Tottenham.
I reckon we could snag a point. But I'm going. Maybe just go. 1-1.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I could see it. Chelsea have been playing a lot better against the big teams, but
fair.
I don't know. Let's see. It's not wide. It's not 3-point lane anymore. Back at 3-point lane, they used to win all the time. Crispy 04, two Premier League refs demoted down to the Championship. Should they be punished harder? Jesus.
Demoted?
Fuck, that's pretty. It's pretty good punishment.
I mean, it's still two at Championship. Still at Championship level.
Yeah, but I like, because look, I don't think you should fire a poor referee and making a mistake, but at least to just send him down the levels is like a nice, like,
it's a reminder, like, hey, get your shit together.
I'm sure they're paid less as well for those games.
Yeah, 100%.
Is this like indefinite or is it for a certain amount of games?
No, they just do it for a certain amount of games. They've always been doing this. I like it. I like when, you know, a referee's held accountable for a mistake.
I think they should be.
Yeah. But within reason.
Yes.
You know, I'm not asking you to, you know, do something fucking crazy, fire him, you know, and just like publicly ridicule him. Throw tomatoes at him on the street. I'm not asking for that. Just send them down to the
championship for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Send them down to non-league. That should be their punishment.
There you go, yeah.
For one or two games.
Exactly. Liverpool were almost embarrassed down at Kenilworth.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Luton Town, boys.
Luton.
It's a hard place to come. Yeah. Tan. You know what I mean?
What an awesome stadium though. That whole, it just looks electric. I'd love to go to a game there.
Yeah, you'd hate to be a neighbor when Darwin Núñez comes to town though.
You're gonna say that.
Well, ball could have ended up anyway.
Because of the shots are going right out. Yeah.
I can't believe how bad he was playing.
Well, Hamish George wants to know, question for Kat, thoughts on Darwin's highlight reel against
Luton?
Oh
my goodness. What
weren't you just
reel?
Bigging him up the other week?
Sorry?
Weren't you bigging him
you
up?
You were bigging him up big time.
He's like found his form again.
Guess what? I'm not a fortune teller.
Oh, okay. Just saying.
He's been more consistent,
yes.
But that was pretty appalling.
Yeah.
He just nothing converted. Like he was just kicking him everywhere except at the goal.
Most of the misses were reasonable except for the one. There was the cross. It was about six.
I know, but when
when
you play that position for that type of team,
yeah.
It should be somewhat guaranteed that in those moments you can knock it in.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And Luis Diaz saved his blushes because right after his miss,
and
Luton scored down the other end, and it was almost the best snatch and grab, and then Diaz scores.
Thank God he scored. And what a commendable given everything he's gone
through.
Like
he lifted
the last
his
couple
shirt,
of weeks.
Talking about he wants freedom for his dad. So his dad, I thought his dad got released by the captives. So apparently not.
So his... The town that he's from in Colombia, they all went marching for him.
Jeez.
Yeah, they
to get
like,
his dad back.
Yeah,
yeah.
What the fuck is going on in Colombia, man?
I know, man. It's not the very
too much
things.
Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen if Pablo Escobar was real. Do you know what I mean? Pablo would have some order.
Pablo would have been able to get his dad.
Pablo
back.
Would have had some order. Pablo was a big football fan.
I'd encourage everyone to do their own research on that one. Don't repeat anything.
You know, Diego Maradona visited Pablo Escobar in prison.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I think people underestimate how connected football and criminal activity
All entertainment and criminal activity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're all mates.
They're all mates.
Yeah, there's a story that Diego Maradona, Pablo Escobar was a big fan, so Diego went in and played in the prison and played a football match with everyone. The prison who, by the way, Pablo Escobar built for himself.
Yes.
And busloads of hookers would drive in and out.
Yeah, he could basically just like a... Park, Jurassic Park. You know what I'm saying? That's what came to mind.
Instead of saying a Las Vegas club, he said Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park?
I don't know.
With dinosaurs and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He had stuff, he had
some creatures.
Loads of things.
Little T-Rexes and that.
Yeah.
Some creatures.
Some creatures.
There would have been some creatures, man. I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
Especially after a few of the... Bit of the white stuff that he was throwing around. There would have been some fucking creatures. Eh? Yeah. Anyway, we don't condone any of that.
Absolutely not.
You know what we do condone?
What?
Proper athletes like Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
8 Ballon d'Ors. When we were chatting, I think last week, the Ballon d'Or was about to happen the next morning.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew Messi had won it, but now it's official.
Also mentioned the photo shoot, which he did with his rings.
He did with the rings,
That was such a sick photo shoot.
Yeah, that was good. That actually was really good. He won the World Cup and he won the Ballon d'Or, but he didn't get MLS Newcomer of the Year.
Oh, come on.
He didn't.
Forgive them for letting him off with that one.
Well, he actually went to a familiar name. It went to Georgios Yakoumakis.
El Arre.
One
we
for
love
the Greeks,
a big boy.
Scored 17 goals for Atlanta United since joining the league and he was deemed a better Newcomer.
There
you
go. I respect that.
Yeah. So you can win the Ballon d'Or, but doesn't mean you're going to walk through the MLS and take all the individual awards. Leo, I'm sure he's losing sleep over that one.
But how much of the Ballon d'Or acknowledged his MLS, his time in the MLS?
Exactly. MLS. I think the Ballon d'Or, he won the Ballon d'Or in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I think that they stopped counting votes.
Yeah. The moment he won the World Cup, it was over.
Yep.
Yeah. Shut the gate. Yep. Anyway, he gets it now. It's over. No one's getting 8. Let's be real. No one's getting close to him ever.
So how many does Ronaldo have?
5.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, no one's getting 8.
No.
Domination for 8 years.
And didn't
crazy.
I saw something that he had, 4 or something before 25?
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
And
pretty
no
freaky.
One. And now currently, like, there is no
at
winner.
At Mbappe's age, he had 4.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Makes Mbappe look like, what's Mbappe doing? But Mbappe's like the next in line.
Who wins one first, Mbappe, Haaland, or Bellingham?
Is Mbappe next in line anymore?
He's not.
Or it should have happened already.
Who wins one next? Mbappe, Haaland, or Bellingham?
I feel the energy around...
Haaland?
I'll go Haaland.
I'm going to say Bellingham. I feel like the energy around him right now is crazy. Like, if he can do what he's done this season, next season...
more to win?
I'm going to go Mbappe. Let's go. Oh. Three-way. Three-way.
But
let's not.
No, because if... Mbappe... No. Haaland wins the Prem, wins the Champions League.
Yeah, he's
but he also plays for Norway.
That's the thing.
And, but no one, like, come on, we're not all, we're going to count club and... He's, I know Messi because he won the World Cup, but that's different.
Yeah, but playing for England...
Here's the thing, it's a Euros year now.
Yeah.
And I think England and France are the two favourites to win the Euros. Yeah. If one of those two win it'll be Mbappe or Bellingham.
Ooh.
If one of those two win it, I think.
That's
if
true.
None of them win it, it could go to Haaland. Next year when we have that Club World Cup thing...
Huge.
And City probably... I mean, it's early days. City probably win that. Then I'd say Haaland gets his Ballon d'Or.
Yeah.
Mm. I just hope now we get like one each year, like the old days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. Like, you didn't know who was going to win it.
Yeah, I'm sick of this dominance.
It wasn't just from Ronaldo and Messi.
This Ronaldo Messi era was unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad we lived through this. But now let's get back to like a different one each year.
We don't know who's going to win. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of nice not knowing, right? Yeah. Well, it's nice that there are three contenders.
There's a name you haven't mentioned.
Oh.
And he's just scored two hat tricks in 2 weeks.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. Mm.
This is true. Who also got knocked out.
Yeah.
By a like a League Two club. Did you see this?
Oh, no, I think you meant like punched.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I was like, who the fuck knocked you out? Like,
sorry.
The way you
sorry.
Said why would you punch Harry Kane?
Yeah, the way you said it.
Kane,
I was like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah, he's right. Alive and well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they got knocked out by Saarbrücken.
Who? I knew you'd know the name.
Third tier side, yeah.
Third tier.
Yeah.
They beat them, was it 2-0?
2-1.
That's
2-1.
Wild.
2-1.
Because Kane did score.
I think he did. Oh, was it Kane?
Maybe Kane didn't score.
I don't know if Kane scored. I thought it was someone else. Either but he's, one but of the wingers was either Sané or
he's flying basically.
But yeah, he's flying.
He scored two hat tricks in 2 weeks, and the most recent one in a 4-0 win against Dortmund. Tommy Tuchel got angry at the media and stormed off a press conference because he said, "I'm equal top of the league. I'm top of my Champions League group, but all they were asking him is the fact that he's now eliminated from the cup." And he's like, "If you manage Bayern, you can't win. Unless you're winning trebles, you can't win because they're going to criticize you for every single game you lose."
Yeah.
That said, they should not have lost to that side on paper.
That's why we love football.
But yeah, that's what I like.
You know what's fucking crazy about the German Cup?
No, what's
crazy? Not only is it a gorgeous trophy full of jewels and...
Oh, wow.
That's legit.
Yeah.
They're now into the last 16. Only six of them are Bundesliga teams.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The other 10 are from lower leagues.
Unreal.
Yeah. Bundesliga teams are all falling out. 12 of them eliminated.
That's well, now we know why Bayern have done so well all these years.
Are you just saying the Bundesliga teams are shit? I was trying to say the lower league is good.
Yeah, I mean, that might be it.
It's just perspective, jeez, isn't it?
Yeah, that might be it.
Or
they just don't care about that cup. Well, they should care about it.
They probably don't care about it. I don't know. They probably play their second teams and stuff. But the second tier in Germany is like frighteningly good.
It's pretty strong, isn't it?
It's so good. It's so strong. And the crowds are
mad. I think it's more that there's not the disparity between the leagues isn't as great as other countries.
Yeah, and they keep it 18 teams as well. So it's tighter. Those two less teams make a difference.
Germany,
you know?
Man.
Yeah, they get it. They get it right. The Germans know what they're doing. I'm telling you.
German efficiency.
Exactly right. Anyway. Sergio Ramos, he's one of your faves.
Yeah,
playing
I love
at
him.
Sevilla. A little news story came out during the week. He was very close to joining a Premier League team. Around the time he scored that Champions League final goal, 2014, he said he was just moments away from joining a Premier League team who he's always supported and always been a fan of.
Who's that?
Which team do you think it was?
Get a clue?
He says Chelsea. Who do you say?
It has to be top four. It has to be like Chelsea, United.
You reckon?
City.
Apparently his father was a great fan of that team.
He's from Sevilla.
Who do you reckon?
It can't be United because there's always been like a Sevilla United.
Do you reckon it's a London club for sure?
Mm.
Well, you can put that in the bin because it's Manchester United.
That's actually massive though.
Yeah, why?
Sevilla is like United's... In Europa League for a while. They've been like their kind of...
That's been more recent,
kryptonite.
Though.
I know, but I feel like there's been that little bit of like European rivalry between them more recently.
So
but
his
dad
supported United.
Apparently his dad was a United fan.
Wow.
Yeah, and Ramos was really close to going. Ended up staying at Real Madrid and ended up winning a couple more Champions Leagues. I think it turned out for him anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have liked to see him at United.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't.
That would look so good.
Yeah.
I didn't like him much at Real Madrid.
Yeah, he would have been great for the Prem though. They're the characters we need in the Prem.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, you know we spoke last week about a team doing extremely shit, Ajax.
Yeah.
After that.
They get a win?
They got two wins.
Yeah.
They won midweek, they won on the weekend. They sacked their coach last week and they brought in John Van Schip. Van Skip, Van Schip. Not sure how I should say his name. He used to coach Melbourne City here.
SCH?
Oh, S-C-H. Really? Schip. Aussie manager.
Well, he's not Aussie.
But he...
He's Dutch. But he's managed here. But he took his Aussie assistant coach, who he used to have at Melbourne City, who was just managing in Tel Aviv, had to leave now with all the war and everything. He's left. He's joined him at Ajax and they've won their first two games.
Wow.
Big up them.
Right. Unfortunately, it meant a loss for Garin Kuol. For Volendam. That's back struggling now.
That means they're bottom.
They're bottom now. But Ajax back out of the relegation zone. Two wins, commanding wins. Damn, now why this is a beautiful story. All happened in a week. It's all happened in a week. Now, why this is a beautiful story, you should keep an eye on. It's not beautiful. It's sad. It's bittersweet. John Van Skip, Van Ship. I'm going to say both because I'm not sure.
He's frustrated.
I'm not sure. So his wife passed away last month. Oh, right? Man. She lost a battle with cancer after a long time. That's now, really sad. He used to play for Ajax. And he said, because he literally, she passed away, and like 2 weeks later, he's taken an Ajax job. And everyone's like, are you sure you want to be doing this?
Yeah, wow. You should be grieving.
And he said in the press conference, he goes, I spoke a lot about it with my wife while she was sick. And one of the things she said to me was she told me I should return to Ajax, where I was happiest as a player. I should go back there and manage them. And then it's just happened that Ajax couldn't win a game, sacked the manager, approached him, and he's like, I think it's a sign. Universe. And he's taken it. The universe.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
I know. So you guys should be following this Ajax journey. Wow. Because
I hope he does well now. You
not
know?
Only does he have that behind him, but he also has an Australian assistant gaffer, Michael Varkanis, who's played in the A-League for Adelaide United. It's just a beautiful story all around.
I really like
great
that.
Story.
Yeah. So
all the best to him.
Exactly. Hopefully he turns his season around. Look, there isn't that many points between him and European football, so he could turn it right around. Who's not turning shit around, though, are Leon?
Well, this is the thing. When we spoke about Ajax last week, I had a couple of comments being like, you really need to talk about Lyon as well, because that is a shambles.
Lyon's bad too.
In Ligue 1.
In Ligue 1.
Ligue 1.
The Farmers League.
The Farmers League.
The Farmers. We Farmers. French Farmers. How are you doing?
Poor French. He's shitting all over him. They are 7 points from safety, rock bottom, haven't won a game.
7 points.
They got Lacazette up top.
And he was never. I feel like he was certain players, and it's like the same thing in like, I know I'm not trying to equate it to UFC, but it's like after a loss,
they're never the same.
They're never the same.
Yeah. Mm.
So Lacazette, it was like Lacazette had a load of hype running, but after the Arsenal killed him, it was never the same.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
That's what it is.
I didn't know where you were going with the UFC.
His whole aura is different now.
It's gone. Yeah. Defenders don't fear him.
They don't fear him as much.
Yeah.
Because everyone saw like he didn't really hit the heights he was supposed to hit at Arsenal. He's still done well at Arsenal.
He did all right. Yeah, he had a decent stint. And he came back to Lyon, did quite well. Last season he was doing all right. They were pushing top four last year. They were doing all right till the end. This year they just can't put it together. 10 games, 0 wins. They had a whole bus drama with Marseille where their coach was hitting head, split head. It's just all going fucking crazy over there in France. At least, look, there's a decent title challenge. Nice are doing well. Monaco are doing well. But Lyon need to pick their shit up. I think they will get out of this.
Yes.
They're too big of a club.
Yeah, too big of a club too.
I think this is where you see the experience, the fact that they are big clubs.
Exactly. And we spoke about it last week.
It's how they handle these moments.
We spoke about it last week. Fabio Grosso is their coach, who dove against Australia in 2006. So
it's just a lot of karma, so really. Right,
you guys really remember that one?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking
about.
Yeah.
Like
it was
that.
Italy, Australia. Where you speak to any Aussie, they're still salty about they still that remember game. That.
Yeah.
100%. I got a bit of a who am I want to play with you guys for no real reason.
Oh, let's go.
I just want to do it.
Oh, are we going to talk about Laura Hayes as well for Chelsea women's?
Emma Hayes.
Oh, did I say Laura
Who's
Hayes?
Laura Hayes?
Yeah. I don't know. Why do I know
like Laura
Hayes?
Hayes is someone.
Who is
Laura
Hayes?
But that's definitely not Chelsea's manager.
Who's Laura Hayes?
I don't know. Google it. Anyway, Emma Hayes.
Sorry, I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that, like, she's unreal. She's a GOAT coach of the Chelsea women's side. Well, people are suspicious that she's going to take the women's USA job.
Oh.
Anyway, before we get into the who am I, I just wanted to point that out because I think she's got quite a big.
Well, she shocked a lot of the players with that announcement. But she's won everything now at Chelsea, so you may as well go.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't get the Champions League though. That would have been a big one for them.
But I still think like she's in a great position to take.
That USA squad, like they're rebuilding now, aren't they?
Not, actually. What? I just thought about it. I better not. I've heard some rumors about Emma Hayes.
About who?
About Emma Hayes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to go.
What's the rumors?
She's a great manager, but I've heard some other rumors. It's just like some questionable stuff.
Really?
Yeah. But she's a fantastic manager.
I'm so glad I brought her up.
No, she's a fantastic manager. Just some questionable off-field tactics at times, apparently.
With
off-field tactics?
With players and stuff. But that's what I heard. I don't know. It could be just grapevine. Fucking allegedly. What do I know? Hey, what do I know? She's a great manager and she's going to take the
it's
US.
It's all alleged.
Exactly. I'm glad she's taken the US because there was a rumor that Joe Montemurro was going to take it.
I know. Imagine that.
And that would just be such a stab in the gut because I'd love Joe to coach Matildas.
Yeah.
Imagine he goes and takes, you know, USA. I still hope he does take
And even
Matildas.
If Gustafsson had moved over like that, that just would have felt so strange for the Aussies.
Oh, he could have gone. I would have been all right with that. I would have been all right with that. Was he wearing a headset on the sideline?
I don't know.
Have you seen that?
I know. His antics sideline are weird to me anyway.
Does everyone love him now? Sorry, maybe
I feel like they do, hey.
Okay.
Like we,
I mean, soccer Twitter likes him again.
So. We've really? Always been.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're all around him now again.
I've personally always been indifferent because I hear such mixed reviews.
Mm. No, he's all right. I don't know him personally. I met him once at the bar. Remember? Were you there? No. I went to get a drink. We're at the NPL final.
And he was there? Wait, we were at the NPL.
Yeah, yeah, we were. I
went to the
there.
Bar to get you guys a drink and myself, and he was at the bar as
Tony
well.
Tony was there?
And he turned to me and he goes, are they showing replays for this game? Because like the goal had just happened and he was trying to find the replays. Like, are they showing replays? And I'm like, I don't think they are, bro. And he's like, oh, spewing. Anyway, have a good day. Well, and he walked off. What I was like, oh, that's Tony Gustafsson.
Do you know what I will say is he's actually quite nice. Like,
oh, he's
very
lovely.
Sociable.
Yeah, he's
obviously,
lovely.
I met him a bunch of times doing the Optus stuff. And then one time I was walking in Brisbane off duty, like I wasn't at work, and he was there too because the Matildas were up in Brizzy at the time. He was with his wife, and we were like, we walked past.
Say hello?
Yeah, and he goes, "Hey, how are you?" Like he said hi to me, and I was like, "Okay, that's a testament to your character."
I think as a person, I think he's really cool as a person. Yeah. He knows how to also play that media side. It's just, you know,
and he knows you work in the media. He wants to.
He's good with that.
Yeah,
he knows what he's.
And doing. I respected that.
I thought he was maybe another shout to get that job. Look, he's keen to stay with the Matildas, and hey, no one can argue with the results. Matildas doing well. You know, despite a bumpy start, he's killing it with them. So you know what? Fair play to him.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Let's go.
I played professionally in 8 countries. Mm. I was an actor in a comedy film called Taxi 4.
Actor in a comedy film.
I don't
film.
Know that.
I have my own clothing and perfume range.
Ooh.
I have appeared in a recent season of The Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars in my home country.
So they're English.
In my home country. Could be, but could be not. I scored in 3 cup finals for Liverpool.
Oh, 3 cup finals.
Mm.
It's not.
I was involved in a sex tape blackmail scandal.
This should narrow it down.
This person's really busy.
This should narrow it down, but I'm like, what? Hold on.
I represented France at the FIFA World Cup.
Dribble Cissé.
Yes.
The way that you sounded French at the end of that as well. He's like, oh.
Gibril Cissé.
Gibril Cissé, what a guy.
So they have the Masked Singer in France as well.
Yeah, he's apparently been
what
on.
The fuck is
he
doing
well,
on
he's
the
a DJ now. He actually works as a DJ.
Because his son is a footballer, I'm pretty
That's
sure.
What I wanted to talk about. Yes, correct. So his son has signed a professional deal with Notts County in League 2. And his other son, so one son's called Cassius.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm like... still trying to think of all the things this guy's done.
Man, he's the best. We're going to talk about Gibril in a second. But his son, Cassius Cissé, has signed professionally for Notts County in League 2. His other son, Prince Kobe Cissé.
Prince Kobe
is playing for Liverpool Youth at the moment.
That's so mad.
Both these kids. And apparently they might play for Wales because his ex-wife is Welsh.
He's from Wales.
And his ex-wife is a hairdresser, which is quite ironic because Gibril had the hair, man.
Yeah.
True. And he was the first. Is that how
I
they met?
Like, I feel like he was one of the first... swaggy footballers.
Well, I wanted
almost.
To talk about Gibril because I sometimes think people forget
what
he did for football. Mm. And like, there are characters like that because I think with the whole Beckham doco that's come out, we see what Beckham did for football and he took it to another level. Mm. I think Eric Cantona is another one. I don't know what it is about these Frenchies.
Yeah.
But the Frenchies took football to another level, right? Cantona is just like, he wasn't just a footballer. And you see him now. He's just released a CD, right?
He's very like artistic.
He acts in movies because for him, football is more than a sport. It's art.
Yep.
Same with Gibril Cissé.
Yeah, he was like he was just different hairstyles. Mm. And I remember he'd just be a little bit controversial with certain shit.
Very
emotional player.
Yeah, passionate. And I love that. I think
you look back on that and you appreciate people who bring that to the game.
And I wonder like if you could have got away with it today because sometimes people give people like, Neymar too much skit. Mm. People give it to Vinicius Jr. for dancing and stuff and being a bit, you know. And ultimately, people give it to sometimes someone like Nestor Iancunda because he does the backflips and he's he's young and he's killing it at his young age. And you know, but I'm like, these are the players that keep the game alive.
That's what you want.
And Gibril Cissé was one of my favorites growing up because
anytime
you saw a wacky haircut, you thought of Gibril.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and he backed it up on the pitch too.
He's a good player.
2 leg breaks, still came back and won a
crazy.
Champions League with Liverpool.
Wow.
Yeah. Big fan. I just want to talk
you
about it.
You should have known that, Kat.
I know. I'm
that.
So sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not actually sorry. I don't care that much.
No. But I expected you to get that one, Alan. I know you're a big fan. That was the golden era of football.
Yeah, it was.
Football peaked. That's
you really do thrive off a little win, don't you?
A little win. That's
he's
a
like
big,
me, but he's like that's, me. He's got that. He's got that nostalgia. That football nostalgia.
Football nostalgia is me, like to the T. I think even when I love like scrolling on Twitter and seeing like old clips of like Andrea Pirlo.
Yeah.
Or I think I was watching one of like Marcelo. Mm. Like that was my era.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I love football.
Because that's the era where you really got into the game, right? And like those are the characters that were like maybe they should be a separate pod.
Should be.
Maybe we should talk classic.
Even like classic, even like Xavi Iniesta era.
Yeah. I was rewatching, I don't know why I was watching this because it was a terrible day for a Chelsea fan, but the Champions League final in 08 against Man United. Oh. That was 15 years ago.
What?
When were you rewatching that?
It was just popped up on like Champions League posted the goals. Right. And like United's front three, as much as I hate United, their front three that day was Ronaldo, Tevez, Rooney.
Jesus Christ.
That's proper nostalgia, that's nostalgia when you go back and see
that's
that.
That's nostalgia front three.
Yeah.
Bro. Oh my God. That, for me, that was like, that era of football was just so...
Football peaked.
Yes.
Football peaked.
It's not been the same.
It was a different era. It was like, you still had like the brutes that were like, go out there and kick the shit out of people.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you still had like the technical, people. It wasn't so much of a technical game, but you still had technical players.
Oh, yeah, heaps already.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas now, I think...
I always say, 2006 World Cup, football peaked. 2006 World Cup is the best football's ever been. Because think about it. England still had Bex, Owen, all these guys.
Yeah.
Ferdinand, Terry, blah, blah, blah.
But then the other gen was coming
Brazil
through.
Brazil had Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Roberto Carlos.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Zizou was still playing.
Zizou was still around.
But Cristiano and Messi were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Football peaked.
Do you know what
imagine
I mean?
Going
2006.
Back.
Football peaked.
That was
it. You're right.
That was
to be fair, that's also when I genuinely started to follow as well. Because
yeah. Well,
prior
a lot
to
of
that,
did
like.
As well.
It did like I don't come from a football family.
We
it didn't mean anything to my family. Mm. Like it was the influence of being in school and everybody talking about these players. And I'm like, who are they? Like I want to know about these.
We had Schwarzer, Kuhl, Cahill, Bresciano. Like these players. Like man, football peaked.
Yeah,
that for me.
That's true. Like as an Aussie, like it was such a crucial time.
Yeah. Anyway. Look at us.
Have fun.
Hey, look at us.
We're the old heads.
We're showing our age.
Yeah, we're the old heads now. We're like, remember back in my day?
Back in my day.
This is what it was like.
100%. And I can feel myself turning into my dad, right? My dad is a, 60-something-year-old Italian man who, if I ask him, Dad, who won the Champions League last year? He can't even tell you.
Yeah.
But you go to him, you go, who was in the UEFA Cup final in 1976? He'll tell you all about the game. Like he just loves football from
that's
that
so cool.
era.
Yeah,
and I can feel myself becoming like that. And it's scary. We got a random question in here, but I like it from Bulla. Is Peter Drury the best commentator in the history of football?
Facts. Just he's a poet.
He's also the one that not everybody loves Martin Tyler.
Yeah, but Martin's about 150 years old now, though. Don't judge him now.
Yeah, judge him back.
You know,
no, I'm talking purely on like what I like the comments that I see on their commentary.
Yeah,
nobody doesn't like Drury.
Yeah, Drury is a poetic man.
He's
a bit too much, but I like him. He's great. He's good.
I think it's such
a skill to be able to commentate.
It's phenomenal.
It is.
And apparently he said cluttered it in one of his...
Did he really?
He said cluttered it.
Was it like, an
Peter
accident?
Drew is the only person that could get away with saying cluttered it.
I need to know the context.
And it was literally just like...
it was a shot from outside the box.
It was a shot from outside the box, but it just flowed so smoothly. Like he didn't even realize. Like everyone was like, did he just say that? Oh, wait, let's move on. You know what I mean? Like, no. Like that's how smooth
he
was.
He is cool, man. He's really cool. But you know what I think sometimes? This is in commentary. This is in football. This is in everything. Of course, we're always going to get better, right? So, like, to say Pele or Maradona was the best player ever and they're better than Messi is tough because, of course, you're always going to evolve.
Yeah.
So, Drury is probably better than Tyler. Messi's better than Maradona. But you need to also give credit to the people who set the bar in that era.
There would have
been no Drury without Tyler.
Yeah.
There would have been no Messi without Maradona. You know what I mean?
It's relative.
It's all relative.
It's a generational sport in every sense.
And that's why I prefer when people say best player of the generation.
Yeah.
Of all time, I think is you can't compare.
Too
all
hard.
Time. You know what I
think
mean?
That's narrow-minded.
Yeah.
It's there's a much bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. This is a random one too. I like this. Semi Palak, FYI, massive Galatasaray fan here. We're doing really well. They are. Fenerbahce lost on the weekend. That was big for Gala. Icardi doing great, and so is his missus. Both signed models. There you go.
Oh, we said last week we needed an Icardi update, and
he gave it to us. Yeah, there you
so
go.
So they've signed models to the age, to what?
I don't know.
Oh.
I didn't go and do any research for this.
Okay.
I think we've spoken enough about Icardi. But he's bagging goals. And
he's doing what he needs to
do. He's got balls of steel on him as well. I saw him last, was in the Champions League, penalty, dink down the middle. He just doesn't care.
Doesn't really.
That's why he's a great striker.
Shock me.
Doesn't care. And his missus doesn't care either. Credit to her. football thing. She's battling. She's got a bit of. I think she's got leukemia or something.
Really?
No. Pretty sure.
Far out. It's just one thing after another with them.
Yeah, I know.
That's really sad. Ending.
But they've done very well. Whether love them or hate them, they've done very well. They've made a lot of cash. And I hope their romance is still strong too. Why are you laughing?
Shout out to them.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
I don't know why you laugh at me.
Neither do I.
Last one, Jai Ball. Do you guys think we'll ever see Jude Bellingham in the Premier League, or is he gone forever?
Ooh.
You guys spoke about this last week, didn't you?
Did we?
I think he'll come to the Prem, but it'll be later on.
I just don't think he's giving like the
like when he's completed.
He looks so happy. That's what I'm saying, but once he's
completed football,
so you.
How funny is the Bellingham stuff?
Belly goal.
Like the fact everywhere. That Real and England are posting videos of him. Mm. Like with
belly goal.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Belly goal didn't belly goal at all against Rayo Vallecano this weekend. They're coming second now after that draw. Girona are top in Spain.
That's crazy.
Wow. After Girona are first.
93.
You ever heard of Girona before this season?
Mm-mm.
No.
Girona are
Catalan.
Yes. They're from the north of Barcelona.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a very beautiful town.
That's going to be a nice Catalan derby, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's 93 years since Girona have been anywhere near the top of the table.
Well, it's cool because they went top after about five games and they celebrated it in the city. Like they didn't win the title, but they just celebrated because it's the first time that they were ever top of La Liga at some point.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? So they actually partied. Now they're back top again now after 11 games or 12 games, I think it is now. They're back top, a couple points clear of Real Madrid.
Unreal.
So good to see. That's my story.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah, I'd love to see him go all the way. But anyway, back on Jude, a quick one. He's planning for money, the big man, or someone around him is. There was a video that came out of him at the Ballon d'Or ceremony. Couldn't do his bow tie. His mum had to help him.
So did you see his comments?
It's cute.
He's like, everybody thinks I'm so mature for my age, can't even put on a tie.
Yeah, it just goes to show he's so good on the football pitch, but he's still a 20-year-old kid.
Still a 20-year-old kid.
Honest opinions, what do you think of his pants at the Ballon d'Or?
I didn't see it.
We should do a little Ballon d'Or reaction.
Yeah, I'll pull up a picture.
To the
pants.
Yeah, but I want your thoughts on his
pants. To the fashion.
What were they? What was wrong with them?
I'm going
to
show you.
Well, it sounds like you already know.
I'm going to show you his pants.
Show me Jude's pants because that actually kind of links into what I want to talk about because he's trademarked. He's used his name. He's trademarked food products, drinks, clothing, all in his name because he's planning to launch some brands. You two on your fucking phones?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I'm here trying to have a conversation for our listeners. If you're not listening, show me. I haven't got my contacts.
Oh, what? They're like...
You could fit two of them in there.
You got the, what they call again? Boot cuts is what we call them.
They're more than boot cuts. These things are...
They're parachute-y.
Yeah, they look like you're jumping out of a plane. Look at that. I mean, I get it. He's got to be with the times. You know, he's got to be trendy.
Yeah,
he's trying to do a Lewis Hamilton thing.
Dude. Yeah, that's way too far for me.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Kat? That's way too far.
First Ballon d'Or, just keep it simple.
Yeah, just keep it simple, mate.
You know?
Just keep it simple.
Bless him.
What do you think? No?
I see what he's trying to do. Whoever's styling him, I see what they're trying to do. I just think one step at a time.
Simplicity.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with a nice suit.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
He went double-breasted. That was already enough.
Yeah, that's lovely. Just simple pants. Keep them suit pants.
Yeah.
There's a reason men have dressed the same way for like centuries.
Yeah, because it's a staple. It works.
It looks great.
It works. Yeah. All right, Jude. Well, there you go. Kat will give you some fashion advice. As I was mentioning when you two were on your phone, he's trademarked his name for food products, drink products, and clothing products. So he's ready to launch some labels. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo, for example, has launched everything in his name.
Yeah.
So Jude's planning. Little strange one that he trademarked, though. He trademarked a security company in his name.
Oh.
So apparently Jude Bellingham has interest in starting a security protection service for famous people, their homes, and their family. Sterling, Smalling, Sturridge, all the S's.
I was going to say any non-S's.
These are some England teammates or former teammates of him that have all had their homes robbed recently. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
And apparently this is a bit of a side business venture that he's, thinking of. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, it does,
it does make sense.
He's got probably all the contacts in that realm of world anyway.
Yeah.
And look
at what Messi's bodyguard's doing for him. You know, these footballers now at that point.
And this is the thing, like for these guys, they do have, it's not necessarily him, but his team are thinking what's after his football career.
Exactly.
And why not trademark four or five businesses and just get it going?
While you're hot, you know what I mean? Launch some companies. Fucking oath, I rate it. Anyway, just wanted to throw that little fact in there. Champions League football's back this week.
It is.
We love that. There's never a break. I feel like there's midweek footy every week.
It does feel like that.
I'm having a look at it now. I think it's now the reverse fixture of what we had last. Yeah. So Milan PSG, decent. Dortmund Newcastle. Yeah.
Newcastle are doing all right in that group, aren't they?
Yeah, they got done at, by Dortmund at home, though. So they're now, it's a tight group, that one. Milan are bottom with 2 points. PSG top. Watch, Milan will beat PSG and it'll be everyone will be tight. It'll be like 5-6, 5-5, 4, whatever the fuck it ends up being. It'll be tight, I reckon, that group. That's an awesome group. why are you laughing?
I hear producer Shabs.
By Munich, Galatasaray. I love Champions League. This is what it's all about. And then we kick off to more football next weekend. Whatever. It keeps writing itself. You just never get a day off here. We'll be back on Born Offside next week. Olan off to Melbourne
in about an hour or so. So
don't do anything stupid.
I'll try not to get cancelled.
Okay, try not to.
That's my
try your best.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
But we'll be here for you, whatever happens.
You doing anything? You here all week?
Here all week.
Yeah. Nothing exciting. How's the dog?
Good.
Yeah, when can you bring him in to show
yeah, bring the dog
crew.
On the set. We've had my dog on Born Offside.
I know. Peppy's
also, let me
time
ask the audience, is it ick if a guy has a cat, if a guy gets a cat? Because I'm thinking about getting a cat. Let me know.
Is it an ick if a guy gets a cat? I think it depends who you're speaking to, but yeah.
I don't think it's an ick. No. I love all animals. I think it's nice when...
So what if you're dating a guy?
Because a cat's like a woman's, it is, no? Isn't it?
It's just very, it is a lot easier.
How many men do you know? Yeah, Claude but if you get a cat, you have a dog. Do you know what I mean? You don't just get the cat alone. As a man.
No,
you
reckon as a man. You said you would get a cat when you have your own place.
Because I feel like a cat can stay on their own for a while. Yes, as a dog, you can't leave it on its own.
As someone who has both, a cat is so much easier and I took it for granted. I really did. Dog's really nice because it's the affection you're not going to get from a cat.
Yeah.
Like the cat might want nothing to do with you and you need to go into that prepared that they might reject you completely.
A bit like women sometimes.
Yeah, but you can't you can't get rid of her. Like she's yours now.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to ride that emotional wave.
Huh?
It's not an ick.
Yeah.
It's not an ick.
Okay, cool.
But you're saying you're like a guy that has animals. What if you go over a guy who has got snakes? Or he's got
What about fish?
Probably not reptiles.
What if a guy's got fish?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Like a fish tank.
And he talks to him.
Yeah, that's cool. No, that's really weird. Why'd they start talking to them? Have you ever gone to a girl's place and she had a weird animal?
Like hamster, maybe? I don't know.
That's not that weird?
No.
They do kind of smell, though.
I once went to a girl's place and all she ate was bananas.
Do you know?
Pause. Have I told you a story?
I didn't know if you were going to bring this up or not.
Because you have a banana phobia.
Yeah, I hate
you
bananas,
You know cats have a banana phobia.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Not a phobia.
No, it's a fucking phobia. If you put a banana in front of cats, she'll like cry.
No way. We have to
I
do
hate
this.
Them so
yeah,
much.
We have to do this on a potty. Like, so
I have an issue with like everything that a banana is.
It's unbelievable. It's such a good source of potassium. I don't understand.
I just get potassium elsewhere.
It's good practice as well. What?
Jesus.
Practice for, you know, just whatever you're doing in life.
That's the lowest.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. It's true because the peeling process.
The peeling. You know, you're just peeling your hands back, everything.
What the fuck are you peeling?
You know, we've the banana. You eat the banana with the skin.
What's your practice?
Huh?
The wrist motion.
Yeah.
No. You know wrist motion.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This episode should have ended 5 minutes
Have you seen how monkeys
ago.
Eat bananas quickly before?
We still
don't they bite
it
from the other end?
We've been eating bananas wrong all our lives.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think so.
You look at every monkey, they turn it the other way. They peel it. So you know the little nipple part that we usually peel it from?
Just taking
it. You know?
Left turn.
The little foreskin at the front that we
no
peel
one's
from.
Still listening.
They peel it from the other side. Anyway, on that note, thanks you guys for joining us here on Born Offside. If you're having fun, if you're still around, I mean, credit to you.
Yeah, massive.
Make sure to follow us on all socials. Flick us a 5-star rating if you're having a good time. And we'll see you next week for some more action.
Bye, guys.
Adios. Bye.